The portrait in front of you, approximately 90 centimeters tall and 64 wide, is painted in oil on poplar wood, like the famous Gioconda by Leonardo da Vinci, preserved at the Musée du Louvre. The painting depicts a young man at half length, positioned slightly three-quarters, toward his right, with elegant clothing typical of Renaissance Florence. The figure entirely occupies the compositional space. Touching the relief panel, you feel that the Florentine gentleman is wearing a red zucchotto, a typical headwear of the era. Dark hair flows out from this small, close-fitting hat. The face is oval, with regular features. The forehead is broad. The eyebrows are thin but well-defined. The nose is long and straight. The eyes are large and slightly sunken. He has a serious and composed gaze. The mouth, closed and thin, gives him a calm and refined expression. The chin is rounded. The light, coming from the left, illuminates half of the face, leaving the other part in a slight shadow, giving volume and depth to his features. The man indeed emerges from a dark and uniform background that highlights the features of the face and the details of his clothing. Continuing downward, you feel the broad shoulders, covered by a heavy garment. The fabric seems thick and structured, with soft folds that descend along the torso. He wears a doublet in delicate rosy tones, beneath which a shirt with a barely suggested collar can be glimpsed. At the bottom, hanging from the belt, hangs an open scarsella, a typical purse of the era. In his right hand, the man elegantly holds a pair of leather gloves, while the other hand rests on his left hip. At the center of the composition, a bright white handkerchief stands out, protruding from the purse and creating a strong point of chromatic contrast with respect to the darker colors of the garment and the background. In the painting, therefore, the handkerchief is not merely a realistic detail. It also serves to display the elegance and discreet wealth of the gentleman. Although Giorgio Vasari painted the work in the full 16th century, he chose to dress the man in the fashion of the late 15th century. The artist from Arezzo, author of the famous text Le vite dei più eccellenti architetti, scultori e pittori, does not limit himself, therefore, to producing a portrait, but, through a sort of outward celebration of past glory, carries out an operation of historical memory, in a period in which the city of Florence had by then lost its ancient republican freedom.